I mean, it didn't come as a surprise to many of us who have been carefully watching what's been happening. I think that if you look at some of those ministers and deputy ministers that were fired, you know, some of them were very unpopular with the First Lady. I can give you the example of, you know, Fortune Chassie. He was singled out, you know, in one of the First Lady speeches. And she basically said she didn't like him. So, you know, we knew that this was coming. In fact, this is not the end. I think that as they are on their holiday and reflecting in the Far East, I suspect that there will be a bigger cabinet reshuffle, and I personally would put my money on the First Lady being appointed to one of the portfolio ministries, particularly the gender, women and community development portfolio.
But according to the letters of dismissal, there's a citation of not being able to discharge their duties as dictated by the state. What do you make of that?
No, I think this is just an excuse that the president and those in his office are giving. The truth of the matter is that this is part of the political purge. And most of those, you know, people, if you look at their performance in their ministries, it's not different from any of those that have been left. In fact, some of those that are still in government today, you know, have been performing worse than those that have been fired. So it's got nothing to do with performance.